This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That's the stuff I use. Although I haven't used it yet on my bootleg, although I'll tell you about my bootleg here in a little bit. I've got a question. Right now, the Wall Street Journal has decided they're going to get involved in trashing Trump. They're complaining that he has alienated some Republicans. Instead of doing that, that's becoming like a chorus. It's not news, okay? We've heard that, okay? Okay. Why don't they question why pantsuit is getting almost universal support among Democrats, the media, and Hollywood, no matter what she says or does? How's that even possible? With all of those Sanders people. Isn't supporting a scandal-ridden congenital liar more troubling than alienating some Republicans? Isn't committing espionage against the country worse than alienating some Republicans? Now, we're constantly told by the Democrats and the media that Hillary is so smart and the most qualified person to run for president. But what they never do is actually list anything she's ever done because they can't think of anything she's ever done. When Trump says something, Republicans and Democrats both get to, they're both asked to comment on what he just said. What do you think about what Trump just said? Yet when Hillary says or does anything, the media does not trot out its microphones for comments. Why are we seeing that discrepancy? For example, when Hillary called Gold Star mom Samantha Smith a liar, no one went to Reid, Obama, Durbin, Pelosi, Schumer et al. And asked, what do you think of Hillary treating a gold star mom like that? The media obviously doesn't really care about all gold star families. Do the entrenched Republicans or the Wall Street Journal in D.C. actually believe if Trump changed his verbiage that the media would love him? If he just toned down the way he's talking. The Clinton team called Pence the most extreme VP candidate in the last century, so would he be treated respectfully? I mean, Pence is pretty laid back. I mean, he's not exactly what I would call a dynamic man. The media loved John McCain until he was the Republican nominee, and then they trashed him. They loved Mitt Romney. They loved George Bush until they became the nominees. Therefore, the Democrat, no matter what they do, no matter who they burn, and facts do not matter. Hillary's economic policy could be summed up in one sentence. The government should tax more, spend more, and regulate more because the fair share for the government versus the governed is never enough. Hillary supports Obama's or continuing Obama's economic policies with Chevy. You just heard some of them just now. They've decided that trucking is going to change. We're going to have higher tech. You're going to have a higher degree of technological advancement in vehicles and aerodynamics and everything. Has anybody designed any of this stuff yet? Has anybody put any of this to paper? Or have they just decided this is going to happen? What if they design a truck that is so advanced it gets 2 million miles to the gallon, but they're $5 million a piece? How many trucking companies are going to buy one of those? And what happens if they don't go that way? Are all of the trucks that are currently out there running, you know, on diesel, are they going to be done away with? Once we get trucks that run on, you know, ferries, moonbeams, and wishes, is that going to be a good thing and all the other trucks got to go away? Obama's policies have resulted in a 38-year low on the labor participation rate, the slowest economic recovery in almost 70 years, a 50-year low on home ownership, and a 40-year low on productivity. How in the name of God is that good? Who in their right mind would think that continuing and expanding those policies would yield a better result? We know what Hillary has said and done, okay? You know, the thing about, what was his name? H. Ross Perot. When H. Ross Perot was running for president, he got out there and he said some actually very good things. He said, people were asking him about his experience. And he got out there and said, well, no, I don't have any experience in running up that many trillions of dollars of debt. You're absolutely right. I don't have it. Of course, he went down. He did get some votes, but he went down. Business and politics are not the same. I think business deals with reality, whatever that may be. I think politics deal with theory. I'm not I don't have degrees with different colors of sashes draped over my shoulders as I've been magna or summa cum laude. I just think that politics are based upon a theory. And it's also based upon the continued goodwill of this country. Now, that little ditty that we heard is before we were coming back from the break, you know, when we were talking, you heard about the trucks. You understand how important trucking is in the United States? Now, they're saying all these things are going to happen as if they've already been designed. Have they? I don't know. If they have been, that's great. But, I mean, unless they figured out a vehicle that's going to run on, I don't know, water, seawater, salt water. Most of this stuff is sort of pie in the sky, just like the rest of green technology. What are they going to do? They're going to like stick just a vast solar array on top of these things. They're going to ride around and then all the bridges by necessity would have to go up taller or else they'd be sheared off every time they hit a town. Or maybe they're going to build a new highway system that's up there up there. You know, it's crazy. And they're talking about on the news how they're going to save billions on this and the good price of goods is going to come down. It's going to be, sounds like Obamacare. If you like your doctor, you can keep him. Don't. You know, the media is our enemy. They are our enemy. Plain and simple. That's it. That's all. Never lose sight of that. They're going to tell you what they think. They'll keep telling you things until you finally believe something. Your job is to be skeptical and to examine it yourself. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is the stuff that is on all of my weapons. I have one that it isn't on yet, and we'll be talking about that shortly. I just want to point one thing out before we move on. I'm talking way too much about presidential politics, so much I'm getting on my own nerves about it. But I do that because I'm afraid that if we don't take this election, I'm afraid that all the stuff I talk about is going to become reality. And none of us should want that. If you want to understand a true politician, what they're really about, then you need look no further than one who loses and can move on back to normalcy for them, whatever that may be. So let us fix our lens, shall we, on Senator Bernie Sanders. His socialist nonsense was always followed with the footnote that he was a genuine and true believer. He was a crazy leftist uncle in the attic who actually believed that Marxism worked if you give it a true chance. We've learned a couple things about Mr. Sanders since he finally broke down and endorsed Pantsuit. Number one, he threw his supporters under the bus by supporting a candidate who represents everything that he spoke about, from crony capitalism to connections to Wall Street. He got out there and he endorsed her. Up to the point of doing that, everybody in his following that was with Sanders people, fully believed that he would fight till the very end. And for him, he didn't fight till the very end. He gave up and threw everybody under the bus. We also found out that he likes expensive houses, just like the rich folks do. Sanders has just bought his third home. And I doubt very seriously that he'll be turning any of them into shelters for the homeless or to accommodate refugees from the Middle East. My guess is that he will take full advantage of all those tax breaks that he ran against during the campaign. According to NPR, Sanders is turning off a lot of his supporters. They say Bernie Sanders may have found a new place to take a break from the political arena after buying a vacation home last week. But some of his former supporters were questioning his socialist authenticity. You see, he recently purchased a lakefront home in North Hero, Vermont, his home state. The $575,000 four-bedroom home includes 500 feet of Lake Champlain beachfront on the east side of the island, according to the Vermont newspaper, 7 days. The purchase makes this Sanders' third home, and after the news broke of his recent purchase, the internet became a breeding ground for complaints. Socialist authenticity. This is, in fact, how a lot of socialists do live, though. In the leadership of socialism, like in Cuba or North Korea, or the American left, for that matter. They love public education, but they send their kids to very nice private schools like the Obamas do, and the Clintons do, and the Kerrys do, and the Gores do, and EIA. Yeah. It's not surprising that Sanders would bash rich people in front of fickle students and then buy a huge home to relax. He's actually a lot more typical of a rich socialist than his supporters realize. It's a shame that his supporters had to learn that the whole message was a fraud this particular way. It's been said before that at 18 you believe all the trash you hear, and then you grow up. And that's entirely correct. Bernie's home is a teachable moment for the thousands who bought into his distributionist nonsense. Do you remember some of the stuff he was doing? You were going to get a free college education, free medical care. You were going to get a living wage right off the bat. No clue as to how that was going to get paid for. I looked around, and the Vulcans had not noticed that we had achieved warp speed and come down and visited us to where we didn't have to do away with money or where we needed to. So I knew that had not happened. So I don't know what Bernie was talking about, and neither did Bernie. Bernie did not have a plan to put that into play. And Hillary's plan is the same old plan Democrats use all the time anyway. So much for the planning. So much for the planning. I look at every politician, today's heroes and today's zeros, and they're all on the same pedestal to me. There's some of the past, like Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy is I know him well enough to call him by his first name, and he knows me well enough to call me by my first name. He's been on my show many times. He's been on my show in various places many times. And he is full of fire, but he also is beginning to settle down. He's also beginning to settle down. I have seen, we had this guy in South Carolina. His name is Chad Connolly. And oh dear, he was going to be he wanted to run for the head of the state GOP. And we had this, it became just the biggest cluster of an election. And it kept on going and it kept on going. And we had players and spoilers and all these other people kept getting pulled out to go up against him. He won anyway. And then when he won, about 2 years later, he left the post prior to his term being up to join the RNC. And the South Carolina State GOP became, there was a guy appointed to it. I know him as well, Matt. He was appointed to it without anybody voting for him, and he became the first state GOP chairman ever to receive a salary. Everybody else up to this point had worked voluntarily. Nobody sat up and said, why is this like this? And why is this like that? Nobody said that. Nobody came out and asked that question. So, politicians are going to break your heart. Don't love them. Don't idolize them. Suspect them. View them cynically. Give them only as much as they need. They don't need any more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out. It's the only stuff I use. Today I did a build. I've got to start putting some stuff together because, you know, besides talking about them, I need to start promoting them. But I have a new sponsor, Primary Weapon Systems. These guys are makers of very fine AR-15s. They are... I mean, the AR-15 that they make, while I will be getting one of those, is so good that they send that to Agency Arms, and then Agency Arms does a few things to it, but it is essentially a badged Agency Arms AR. Now, to be sure, there's about $1,000, $1,500 worth of improvements that Agency Arms does to the gun. But you have a very good gun to begin with. Now, along with Primary Weapon Systems, Dean Sylvester, the president of Primary Weapon Systems, decided to start a company called Bootleg. Now, Bootleg is about the AR builder. It's about the person that, while a new gun is nice, they really want to just build their own gun.
And the AR-15 is a platform that lends itself to this kind of, do-it-yourselfer kind of thing. I don't even know what just happened there. I don't know. Just got something coming over the computer. So they sent me, and it's probably one of a kind, because if you go to the Bootleg Inc. website, what they're trying to do is supply some really good parts for you to get them without you having to go through an FFL. So, like, the upper that I got, if they can ever figure out a way to get the barrels at a price where they can afford to sell it cheaply as a full upper, then they will do it. But currently, I got something that, they made for me. However, the rail, the barrel, all of this stuff is available. If it's not available at Bootleg, it is available at Primary Weapon Systems. Now, this upper is a design for a very fine weapon, but because I was bootlegging this gun, this gun actually comes in rather, it's not, I look at a mid-range AR-15 and I consider that to be about $1,500, okay? I think this one, as it is set up right now, and this is all I'm going to do to it, that's all I'm going to do to it. I think probably we're looking at around $800. Now, that's primarily because I had some of the stuff that's on the gun, like the embus sights. I had the embus sights, so I just put the embus sights on there. Didn't have to buy them. The the lower, I had to get the lower. I had to get the sling attachment, and I broke down and got a single point sling attachment, which I'm not a big single point sling fan. But I was trying to make this as inexpensive as I can, and so I got the single point sling. I already had the Mostock. It actually had a cheek riser on it, but with the cheek riser, you can't see the embus sights well enough. You're a little high for that, so I took those off. The lower is a polymer lower made by Plum. Who is this by? Plum Crazy. So Gen 2, the Plum Crazy ones were pulled back. They had a few issues. These have been supposedly redesigned. There's a couple things I like about it. The trigger guard is integrated. I didn't have to replace that. And it's very lightweight. And it's very inexpensive. I did all of this at Upstate Armory Group today. Went back and saw Jason for the first time in a while. And we did it right there in the shop, and I've got a video we're going to put out about it. But, I mean, the lower itself, completed lower, with a decent trigger. It has a very decent trigger in the gun. $99 built without the buttstock. Well, it comes with a buttstock, but, I mean, I wouldn't use it. It's a standard buttstock that all these things come with, which I consider to be junk. Sorry. And this is, I talk about having something in case something like what happens in Milwaukee or Ferguson or something like that. And God knows you don't want to pull this out and have to use it, do you? But do you want to have a choice if they're coming down the street? The Korean shop owners knew what they were doing. There were a bunch of homeowners after Hurricane Sandy up in New Jersey, of all places, that, there were some gun owners there that... And they put out signs saying we got gun owners here in New York City where there were no guns. They were just going door to door doing home invasions. So do you want a choice? Yeah, you're gonna have to make yourself a choice. I did also put an ergo grip on it. A couple of things about this particular upper and about this rail, which is available for purchase on you. It has both pick mod and key mod on the rail. So you don't have to put any rail sections on it. Towards the front, so if you want to attach a flashlight or a grip or something to it, it'll go right on it. Then it's key modded all the way down the side of the weapon. It's got some Bravo Company built into it as well. I don't know exactly how. Dean was telling me, and I don't know exactly how because I'm not an engineer. But this overall is about a 6-pound AR. And it's going to start running around with me for a bit. Yes, it is, because it's lightweight. It can come up really quick, and I've got the kit to go with it. And after we get it, JT and I, if we can coordinate it, we're going to take it out and shoot the hell out of it and make see if I got to see if this polymer upper is going to hold up, or the lower, rather. I got to see if it's going to hold up. If it doesn't hold up, then I got to move to something else. I got to move to maybe steel. I would have gone with a primary weapon systems lower, except they don't have any. They're not in stock. So I wanted to build it today, and I've got it built. Light, gosh, the for me, the hallmark of an AR is how much is it weigh. This is a 14.5-inch barrel, I think. I just muted myself with my with the butt of the weapon. 14.5-inch barrel with a pinned muzzle device, so I'll leave that alone as well. Bolt carrier group is lightweight. It's nice. I like it. $800, I think, coming in the door. You could duplicate that with the stuff they have on sale at at Bootleg Inc. Where it's Bootleg Inc. was put in place to be a educational center. They're a fledgling website, brand new, and they're building a FAQ, a frequently asked questions about building guns. They've got links to stuff they don't sell at Bootleg. You will be able to find, because they have links to find it elsewhere. Get out there and have a little fun with your life and build you one of these things, and you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. I did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion is brought to you by the best lubricant that I use, and I encourage you to use it, Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does indeed just work. That's why I use it. That's why I stay with them. What is the... Can you send me an email about that? Musco? The 199 Firearms Trust? Because tomorrow I'll have Sean on the show. He may know about it. We could ask Sean about it. In a recent online question and answer on Quora, which is a website, Pantsuit began her answer to a question on gun control by saying it's not that like we can't find common ground, it's that our lawmakers need to find the courage to stand up to the gun lobby. There's that word again, the very mythical gun lobby, some secret cabal of rich gun makers that manipulates pro-gun groups like the NRA into doing their dirty work, forcing everyday Americans to spend their hard-earned money on lots, and I do mean lots and lots of guns. I had an uncle that had a word for that. He called it malarkey. The only gun lobby is the millions of voluntary citizen members of the National Rifle Association, the Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the thousands of state-level pro-gun groups and associations, all made up of folks that I know a good portion of them. About 4.5 million, maybe. No, I don't. So make no mistake about it. When Clinton mentions fighting the gun lobby, she's talking about you. You and me. Republican, Democrat, independent, law-abiding, hard-working, tax-paying mom and pop gun owners, daughters, cousins, sons, you know, that kind of thing. She then goes on to prove this point by praising her vice president pick and lifelong gun-banning Democrat Tim Kaine with this gem. She says, we need to elect leaders with the courage to stand up to the gun lobby. That's one of the reasons I admire Tim Kaine. As governor of Virginia, he took on the NRA in their own backyard, and he won.
So if you're really interested in losing your right to keep and bear arms, keep voting for pantsuit, as her new Supreme Court appointments will erase the Second Amendment from our Bill of Rights. Then you can brag to your children how you helped vote the lying lawbreaker into office and help take it all away from them. Third-party voters, you're just as guilty, too, so, you know, suck my machine gun, okay? Okay. Bloomberg, he was out there the other day. I don't know why this is a question. I really don't. But there's some social media outrage out there because celebrities that are pushing gun control make millions using guns on camera. And Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety stressed that Hollywood gunplay and real-life violence are not as intertwined as today's tweet storms suggest. Really? Wasn't it... Let me think about this. Wasn't it Tipper Gore who started the censoring music? Don't we censor? Don't the Democrats like to censor things? So, but in other words, the vocal support for an Australia-like gun ban by celebrities like, you know, Matt Bourne, Jason Damon, is to be accepted as valid, even though he makes tens of millions of dollars shooting guns at people, shooting people, you know, on film. According to USA Today, Everytown's Jason Zepka referenced the ongoing conversation about the relationship between Hollywood gun violence and real-life gun violence, saying Hollywood content creators are quite anxious about that conversation because they often feel guilty or wonder, am I somehow responsible? They are usually quite relieved when they hear that from all of our research on this subject, violence in television and film is by no means a primary culprit in our gun violence crisis in America. So, see, they can do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. Move on. USA Today quoted a study from the American Journal of Medicine, which claimed America's gun murder rate is 25 times the average of other developed countries. But there's no link to the study, of course. You know. However, Zepka added, all the developed countries watch the same movies, they all watch the same TV shows, they all play the same video games, but none of those countries have a gun violence problem anywhere near what America has. A link to this study would have been helpful because the findings, as quoted by USA Today, are countered by a Harvard study titled Would Banning Firearms Reduce Murder and Suicide? Researchers for that study found that the U.S. lags behind Russia and other Eastern European nations in the gun murder rate. Exactly who are these developed nations that are so much above us? And what is their violent crime like? I don't care about their gun crime. That is a misnomer. What is their violent crime like? That's what I want to know. Being beat to death with a rake has no moral high ground for me. Now, the researchers at Harvard concluded that the burden of proof rests on those who claim more guns equal more death and violent crime, saying such proponents would, at the very least, be able to show a large number of nations with more guns have more death and that nations that impose stringent gun controls have achieved substantial reductions in criminal violence or suicide. But this isn't really about comparing studies. Rather, the focus is every town's position that allows celebrities like Julianne Moore and Liam Neeson and Matt Damon to shoot a variety of guns, making millions at their day job, while campaigning for gun control in their off hours without the slightest tinge of guilty conscience. You know, there's something to be said for a couple of things. First of all, you know, Liam Neeson, okay, he was in Taken. You notice there'll never be a Taken 4, because they've taken everything already, so... That one has run its course with him, and, you know, he's been a Jedi. He got killed as a Jedi. He's had to fight wolves. I don't know how that one turned out, because I've never seen the flick. I don't watch his... After Taken 2, when he came out as anti-gun and said if he joined a religion, it'd probably be Islam, I quit. You know, that's a bridge too far for me. I know the dude is grieving for his dead wife. I get that. Okay, fine. That's a bridge too far. He's out there talking about, he's not even, you know, he's been welcomed by a nation that made him. So, you know, he just needs to shut up and enjoy the freedom, but he doesn't want to do that. Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, okay, fine. Start making movies where you're nice
And let's see how far that goes, because I got to tell you, I don't know, you know, for those of you who've ever seen, like, British TV, the Brits don't watch the same TV we watch. I wish we watched the same TV the Brits watch, because it's much more entertaining than the TV we watch here. Oh, that just kills me. So, yeah, there's a, you know, that for some reason, the Bloombergians thought they had to come out and talk about this, I guess, because they were getting their feelings hurt or something. I don't know. Damon can be quite the vicious verbal combatant. I have seen him before, but at the same time, you know, I wouldn't mind debating him. I don't think he's all that in a bag of chips. I mean, he has his views. I have mine. Mine are based upon logic and data. Okay? And if the data were, I say this all the time, if the data were to take me in another direction, I would go. But the data do not take me there. They take me in the direction I am headed. And I just ride that wave. And if they don't like it, they can be damned. I don't care. He can go hang out in Watertown. He's from that area anyway. He and Ben Affleck, they can go hang out together. The new Batman and Jason Bourne. What a partnership that would be. Hanging out in Boston. Well, they can't have no guns, but pressure cookers are very dangerous, and the cops can't hit anything, but they'll chew everything up around you to where you fall down. Go figure. Anyway. We're coming up on the third hour. We're going to do that right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.